Also, some very exciting news coming up. You know they were having this poll on the Unofficial Mills website?
Yes.
It's a bit like Banzai predicting what will happen next on the show. If you go to my pages at Radio 1 Online, you will get a link to the Unofficial site. But they're having this kind of Banzai-style poll. One of these, I am told, has already happened, right?
Right.
Laura marries James. My flatmate reveals he's actually gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not the one.
Right.
We win on the premium bonds. What happened with those?
Well, you were going to buy them, weren't you?
Well, I tried to buy them, and I got a really complicated letter back, and I was like, I can't be arsed.
All right, so it won't be that then, because we don't have any.
Laura Gets Up the Duff is one of them on Unofficial Mills Banzai. She's looking quite well today.
I can't believe you just said that.
I haven't been told that, which one it is yet. Laura's Diary gets on Richard and Judy's Book Club. Lloyd's voice breaks, and Eric Mount gets a top 10 hit. Now, I'll have to check that with JK and Joel. I hope it's that one, though. That'd be great, wouldn't it? I will reveal which one it is very soon when I'm told. Radio 1's chart show. Okay, it's 4:25. Loads of people are now voting on the Unofficial Mills site. Their version of Banzai. They're trying to predict what's going to happen on this show next. I can tell you that Cilla Black taking over the show is not going to happen. That's not true. A lot of people are voting for that one, though.
Mm.
And I can also reveal that it's not Chappers being given a primetime chat show on TV.
No.
Even though you are on TV tonight, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Hence the really very swish outfit today.
It is a primetime chat show tonight, isn't it?
Laura paid you maybe the biggest compliment I've ever heard her pay you today. Right, after 4:30, find out what has come true from the Unofficial Mills poll. One of the things that they're saying will happen on the show has already happened.
I don't care, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh, it's just a bit of moisturiser. Grow up.
Exactly.
Now, the Unofficial Mills website have been running a Banzai-style poll, a big poll about what you think will happen on this show next. I can reveal that one of the things on the list has already happened. The list included Laura marries James, Scott moves to Radio 2, how rude, Chappers uses foul language in front of millions, the one that doesn't speak actually speaks on air, Scott's flatmate reveals he's gay, Scott asked for Fridays off. Chappers is given a primetime TV chat show.
Yep.
And the BBC refused to show the casualty episode featuring Scott. Right, it's none of those. I can now reveal exactly what it is that has already happened from that list. Right, I want you to guess who this is, Chappers, all right? Hello, line one.
All right, Chico.
Who's that?
Who's that?
I've no idea.
It's Lloyd.
I don't know who that is.
Who is it, Lloyd. Please? Who are you?
Lloyd, from on the sea.
Lloyd.
Lloyd, our former 10-year-old football expert.
That's
yep.
Lloyd.
That's Lloyd, yep.
Yeah, my voice is broken.
No, really?
Yeah.
So what happened, Lloyd? Did you just wake up one morning and then you spoke a lot deeper than you used to?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, really.
Did you
very
not,
weird.
Did you not go through the part?
Well, now and again, I still did. Still do that bit, yeah.
Right.
Are you sure, absolutely sure this is Lloyd?
I'm positive it's Lloyd.
Hello? Yeah, yeah.
Who was that?
That was my brother.
I didn't know what to think there at all, Lloyd.
I don't know.
How are things, Lloyd? You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. You've just thrown me a little bit, really.
Yeah, I thought I had.
So, your voice isn't breaking at all? No sign of that yet, no?
No, not at all.
No.
You fell for it.
Pedigree Comedy on BBC Two.